ladies led by Commissioner Hall.
We bow your heads. And before this, we got here today, I say a special prayer. Prayer for those whose lives have been interrupted by the colony act of terrorism. I pray for our nation. I pray for each and every elected official of Jefferson County and this world. We pray that you touch each man, each person's heart, and make this a better place, Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Next to say the pledge to this great flag, our pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. Item A, under County Commissioners, is to present proclamation for National Recovery Month. And item C is to consider possibly approving proclamation to the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program 2016, Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Hall, seconded by everybody else. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Is Mrs. Johnston with Unity Treatment Center here today? Emmanuel, please come forward. This is a proclamation passed last week by the Jefferson County Commissioners Board for National Recovery Month. It says, whereas substance use and behavioral health disorders are a serious and treatable public health problem that affects millions of Americans of all ages, races, and ethnic backgrounds and creates huge medical, societal, and economic costs. And whereas behavioral health is an essential part of our overall health and wellness, and providing prevention techniques and effective treatment will help people recover. And whereas prevention of mental and or substance use disorders works and treatment is effective in people recovering in our area and around the nation. And whereas preventing and overcoming mental and or substance use disorders is essential to achieving healthy lifestyles, both physically and emotionally. And whereas we must encourage relatives and friends of people with mental and or substance abuse disorders to implement preventive measures, recognize the signs of the problem, and guide those in need to appropriate treatment and recovery support services. And whereas with the theme, Join the Voices of Recovery, Our Families, Our Stories, Our Recovery, the 2016 observance of National Recovery Month called attention to the benefits to be gained through open discussions of mental and substance use disorders and the reality of recovery. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim September 2016 as National Recovery Month in Jefferson County, and call upon the people of the county to observe this month and recognize the achievement of those who seek to overcome the stigma and secure the benefits of substance use, mental health treatment, and recovery.
Mr. Frank, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for the proclamation. As you know, substance abuse recovery is something that touches many lives and families. And it's such a disruptive force. Sometimes people always see what's going on. And because of that, we've had to incorporate the services of several treatment centers in this area, probation, parole, and several other grassroots industries. And we're grateful for the support that we've received because it truly takes some taking an organ to touch some of the people's lives who have lived in conditions over 20 years, 10 years. And we also work with you, you know, and we're trying to get to a point where we can stop the madness before it escalates. And then you start seeing them over in the court system because of their behavior. And we feel like we're gaining ground. However, it's like on the starfish back. Every time we go along the seashore, so many, we don't have enough people to cover all the needs that we have. And then we've been able to start collaborations, even with ISCC. I was talking to Mr. Durkee earlier, but there's people who have compassion for wanting to see ex-offenders or veterans do better. There's a veterans court story here that Worthen and his group is starting. And we're grateful for that because those are people who our target population is normally substance abuse
you have put together with this coalition. And that's one of the reasons why we, without a doubt, any of I speak as this commissioner, but I think I can speak for the court, is there to help in any way we can, because it is a plus for our community to talk.
October 1, 12 days from now, and
breast cancer during her lifetime. Whereas this year it is estimated that more than 270,000 women will be diagnosed with either breast or ovarian cancer, and nearly 55,000 women will die from these diseases in the United States. And to heighten awareness of these diseases, the Gift of Life will host the 6th annual Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Color Rush in downtown Beaumont on Saturday, October 1st, for an estimated 5,500 plus participants. Whereas the event is generously presented by the Bird Law Firm with title sponsors HEB and Jason's Deli. Whereas it is imperative that women are educated about cancer symptoms and risk factors and receive a yearly mammogram, which is recognized as the single most effective method for detection of breast cancer. Whereas the Gift of Life annually provides more than 2,200 medically underserved Southeast Texans with free breast cancer screening. Nearly 1,000 diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds, and biopsies with access to cancer treatment. Whereas the program will expand its women's preventative health care services this year to include screenings that indicate risk for stroke, heart disease, and diabetes. Whereas the Gift of Life is to help to extend the lives of more than 200 women in breast cancer and was detected through its free critical services. Whereas the organization Compassionate Care continues throughout each client's individual circumstances, offering supplementary assistance, which includes Pink Power Network, a breast cancer support group that meets monthly to provide educational presentations, camaraderie, and help for cancer patients, their families, and caregivers. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of September 2016 as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Monday, September 19th, it's Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day in Jefferson County, and ask all citizens of Jefferson County to join us in raising awareness and becoming informed. Signed by the members of the Commissioners Court this day.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Ms. Good.
Proclamation to the judge and to all members of the court. I simply want to say on behalf of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life, thank you. Thank you.
bid received from TNT Capital Limited for invitation to bid for sale of land located at Riverboat Road, known as Precinct 2 Rock Yard. Item C is considered approval award execute receipt file professional services agreement for multi-year master agreement with Garber LLC for airport improvement program work for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in accordance with the request for qualifications for professional engineering services at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on those items under first? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And the county auditor, item A, is consider approval of budget transfer from treasurer for additional cost of travel in the amount of $200. Item B is consider approval of budget transfer from district clerk for additional cost of passport supply in the amount of $952. Item C is consider approval of budget transfer for health and welfare one for additional cost of burials in the amount of $18,000. Item D is consider approval of budget transfer from Fort Dodge maintenance for additional cost of contractual services in the amount of $5,100. Item E is consider approval of budget transfer from the Marine Division to purchase two generators for both in the amount of $22,500. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 424-888 through 425-203. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion.
The Marine, item E, Judge, that would come out of the allegation.
First of all, I'm asking the judge, have we had some type of additional information come to us about